Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, August 13th, 2019. On this day in 1961, East Germany closed the border between the eastern and western sectors of Berlin to prohibit people's attempts to escape to the west, and the construction of the Berlin Wall was started. Around 500 activists blocked the Sonnenallee in Neukölln on Saturday, demonstrating for a car-free city and calling for the introduction of a speed limit of 30 kilometers per hour, as well as protected bicycle lanes and priority for public transport. Irina Dietzel, co-initiator of the Auto Frei Berlin campaign, said that Sonnenallee is dangerous for pedestrians and cyclists, and added, quote, "That's why we're not waiting for politicians, but are simply implementing the traffic change ourselves. Cities like Madrid, Copenhagen, or Oslo show what a car-free future can look like." The blockade of Sonnenallee on Saturday was the fourth demonstration of the Berlin Alliance. According to police, the event ended shortly before 8 p.m. without incident. In recent months, Berlin Briefing has reported on many actions promoting fewer automobiles in the Hauptstadt, including pedestrian-only zones, reduction of BVLG fares, more bicycle lanes, and higher parking rates. We will continue reporting on this controversial subject as new details and initiatives come to light. The Berlin police are struggling with problems in answering emergency telephone calls on the 110 line. According to statements by Police President Barbara Slovic on Monday in the House of Representatives Committee on Internal Affairs, since June 18th, the emergency call center has been operating in temporary premises where the technical capabilities are limited. The police are not able to see exactly how many callers are on hold, so, consequently, Slovic admitted that there have been complaints from callers who were reportedly placed on hold for many minutes, only to be hung up on, resulting in having to call again. She stressed that the rapid response to 110 emergency telephone calls has the, quote, highest priority. The renovation of the roof of the actual emergency call center in the police headquarters should be completed by the beginning of September. In the fight against drug trafficking and violent crime, the Berlin Senate is considering closing Görlitzer Park in Kreuzberg during nighttime hours. State Secretary for the Interior Thorsten Achmann of the SPD told the Committee on the Interior on Monday that this is a good solution to consider. In potentially doing so, however, some of the current entrances would have to be equipped with fences and doors. A model could be the Tempelhofer Feld, whose entrances are closed from about 10 p.m. every evening. Achmann said that Görli has the highest number of crimes at night, and that if the park is closed overnights, that, without question, drug trafficking would then be shifted even more into the surrounding streets, and the district must be included in the decision. The new headquarters of the Berlin Tiertafel is now open. Until recently, it was located in Baumschulenweg, but the accommodation had to be vacated. In cooperation with the Berliner Immobilienmanagement, the association found a home on Wustrauerstrasse and Hohenschönhausen, ensuring support for 300 needy pet owners for the time being. Saturday was the first time there was food for Berlin's animals in need at the site, and numerous owners came to collect a donation. Animals are important companions for many people, especially when they are working their way through crises, which can often make it difficult to provide for them financially. The food distribution, which takes place every 2 weeks, is also accompanied by a veterinarian who offers low-cost treatments. The work of the association is, however, only reserved for those who are dependent on it, and it must be proven when registering. The Tiertafel is always looking for donors, and you can find information regarding the association at tiertafel.org. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and BearRadio.org. Follow us on social media or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.